Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Just relax for a couple of minutes, take a deep breath, and focus on some good things instead of all the hubbub of the day. How's that sound? Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale. Hey, that's coming up Friday at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Concentrating on the basics, they've got mini bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, you know, they're the home of the four-year guarantee.
The Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days is fast approaching. They've moved this from an October event to the spring, so it's going to be April 25th through the 28th in Valentine, Nebraska. 40 different entertainers over about 2.5 days of great entertainment. So same great event, just a different date. Old traditions and new beginnings. Go to oldwestdays.net for the details.
And ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
All right, it is golf season. Most of the golf courses are starting to open up across our listening area, and so I have a little golf story for you to start things off today.
Of course you do.
After a particularly bad round of golf, Robert decided not to go to the 19th hole, which of course we all know is the clubhouse bar, and he started to go straight home. As he walked from the golf park to his Range Rover, a policeman stopped him and asked, "Did you tee off on the 17th hole about 20 minutes ago?" "Yes," Robert answered. "Did you happen to slice your ball so that it went over the trees and out of bounds and completely off the golf course?" "Yes, I did." "How did you know?" Robert questioned. "Well," said the policeman gravely, "your golf ball flew out onto the main road and crashed through the windshield of a BMW. The car driver lost control and crashed into 6 other cars and a fire engine. The fire engine was unable to reach the fire in time, and the building burned down. Now, what do you intend to do about that?" Robert thought it over very carefully and responded, "I think I'll close my stance a little bit, tighten my grip, and maybe lower my right thumb." There you go, folks.
That's a good thing he really thought about that before he spoke up.
Does anybody remember back in the old radio TV show called WKRP in Cincinnati? And there was a guy on there, Les Nessman and the News. And I always get a kick out of when he had Chai Chai Rodriguez as one of his sports stories on there. Anyway, this is a golf quote from Chichi Rodriguez. "After all these years, it's still embarrassing for me to play on the American Golf Tour. Like the time I asked my caddy for a sand wedge, and he came back 10 minutes later with a ham on rye." Chichi Rodriguez. He was kind of one of the, him and Lee Trevino and those guys were pretty humorous out there on the old PGA Tour.
That is clever, Mike. This is good. I'm not sure who wrote it, and I'm not sure where we got it from, but pretty good poem. That's exactly what it's called. "I was very shocked and confused when I entered heaven's door, not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights or its decor. It was the folks who were in heaven that made me sigh and gasp. The thieves, the liars, and sinners, and all the other trash. The kid from grammar school who swiped my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor who never said anything nice. And Herb, who I always thought was rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on a cloud, looking incredibly well. I said to Jesus, 'What's the deal? I would love to hear your take. How'd all these sinners get up here?' God must have made a mistake. And why is everyone so quiet and somber? Let me have a clue." "Hush, child," Jesus said. "They're all in shock just at seeing you." Judge not. So that's right. We're not going to judge. Hey, different ways to say you're not so bright. Sometimes you need some of these to roll off your tongue. The cheese slid off her cracker is a good one. Or body by Fisher, brains by Mattel. Oh, that's kind of tough. Here's one. Maybe I can heal things up a little bit. "Couldn't pour water out of a boot with instructions on the heel."
I've heard stuff like that before. And folks, now you know all that good stuff because you've been listening to The Good Stuff.